5 is what the ref has it. It's like 3rd and 5.5, but yeah, it's what it is. All righty. 3rd and 5. Schwamigan's got a good situation here, kind of in that weird scenario where it's a little bit too long to run, but maybe not, right? So if you can sell it, see what they got. All right. Wide receiver left, 2 running backs in the backfield, each on one side of the quarterback and shotgun. High snap, met in the backfield right away, and number 11 for Schwamigan, Hudson Hilgart, gets into the backfield and tackles Jonas Staroba for a tackle for a loss, which will push it to 4th and 6. Good defensive play. He got back there so quickly. The Schwamigan Screaming Eagles they blitzed. They were ready for that run. Here's the thing. Prentice had a high snap, which threw off the timing of the play. That was meant to be a quick handoff right away to the right, but it did not go out as fast as they would have liked. So, all right. Prentice is elected to at least line up for punt, and so we'll see what happens. Hike and kicked high. Good kick. No one's there to receive for Schwamigan, so they're just going to let that ball go out of bounds in what I believe was the 33-yard line. So with that, the defense for the Schwamigan Screaming Eagles held strong, and the Prentice's first offense ends in a punt. All right. Hudson Hilgart, the starting quarterback for the Schwamigan Screaming Eagles, was hurt early last week, and they were starting some young guys, and so he's back in to play. And that's one of their seniors, their captain, and a lot of the offense for, obviously, because he's a quarterback, but Hudson Hilgart's skill set allows him to be a part of running around as well. So, first hike, right up the gut, handed off, about a 2-yard gain, maybe a yard and a half. 2nd and 8. Staroba? He was the one that got tackled for a loss on the offense, and he's playing defense right now, and he's the one that got the tackle there. Good for him. I love seeing two-way players. There's athletes out there looking to make a difference, looking to play hard and win the game. All right. Wide receiver left, tight end left side. Person in motion. Hudson's going to keep the ball. Tries to cut it up the field, and he barely gets to the line of scrimmage, so it won't be a sack on the stat sheet, but it is maybe a half-yard gain. So that is now 3rd and long, 3rd and 8 for the Screaming Eagles on the jet sweep, quarterback jet sweep left. 3rd and long. See how they're going to extend it. I imagine passing is on the docket, but here's the thing. They're on the left side of the hash, and they have the wide receiver on the left side as well. Tight end is also left side with one running back behind. Handoff up the gut. No, the quarterback keeps it. Hudson Hilgart is going to be sacked behind the line of scrimmage this time for a big loss. They tried to get tricky on a fake handoff. To be fair, faked me out. I thought that was going right up the gut, and it ended up being carried on a sweep right for a 7-yard loss on that sack. Good defense. Good response for the Buccaneers tonight. So, lined up punt for the Screaming Eagles, which I don't feel like it's going to be a fake on a 4th and 15, but, I mean, you never know. But assuming it's not, first, both offenses and then punts to start out the game today. Both defenses looking to play. Good kick, and it's going to go out of bounds. Stayed inbounds. The Schwamigan Screaming Eagles downed it just before the 40-yard line on the Buccaneers' side of the field. 7:31 remain in this first quarter. 0-0 is the score. Both teams have opened up punt, and it is back in Prentice's hands to start their offense. If you're just joining us today, both teams are 1-1 here in the start of the season, and they are both looking to try to get ahead in the count before we move into the mid part of the season. Full wide receiver set here. We have 4 wide receivers, only 3 linemen, quarterback and shotgun. Here we go. In motion, handoff to the left, and he gets to the backfield, but he's able to break the tackle, and more Schwamigastrom Eagles get flying back to the time that was bought by number 9, Carson McPeak, bought the rest of his team time to get and up and blow up the play over near the right sideline. And so there's a loss of 3 yards on that play, second and 13. Score is still 0-0, 7 minutes about to happen right now in the first quarter. And, man, I was hoping he passed it. I love full shotgun, full wide receiver sets. All right, we're back to the regular set. Wide receiver left, 2 running backs in the backfield. Hike, hand up the middle. Jukes right, looking for his thing. He's dancing too much. He loses more yards. Number 2, which is Jonas Staroba, is tackled behind the line. His first cut was good, but then he got a happy feet, what looked like, and he just couldn't. He kept moving laterally instead of vertically up and down the field, and Schwamigan was able to swarm. So now 3rd and long, 3rd and 17, 3rd and 16. That is a long one. So let's see here. On plays like this, I mean, 0-0, right? 6 minutes in the first quarter, plenty of game. Let's see if Prentice airs it out here. Throw it up, see what happens, right? 3rd and long. All right, wide receiver motion all the way to the right side. Still 2 running backs in the backfield with a quarterback. Ball hike. Looking to pass. Whips it over. Nice catch by number 48 for about a 5-yard gain on an out route. Number 48 is Logan Geiger. Logan Geiger. Apologize for that mispronunciation. First pass is a completion, which pushes it to about 4 and 12. So for about a 5-yard gain, nice little in route that ended up on the right sideline. Buccaneers lining up to punt here at 4 and 12. Swamigan has no one to receive the punt. They are playing full expectation for a fake. It was not. And then a huge punt from the Buccaneers. They're going to move that sucker all the way back down to the 13-yard line. What a booming punt. He got some. That punt didn't go high. That punt went long. That was a great punt. Great response by the special teams for the Buccaneers. So we've started out, it's 0-0, 5 minutes and 4 seconds in the first quarter. Punt, 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 and Screaming Eagles now resume on offense. We've only had a few plays that go for any positive yards. I know both these offenses are capable, so I don't think it's because of incapabilities. I think both defenses are good. We have a lot of juniors and seniors for the Schwamigan as well, a ton of juniors for the Buccaneers, so we got good size. All right, ball hiked, little run to the B gap on the right side for the Schwamigan Screaming Eagles for what looks to be a 2-yard loss. And with that, we'll be moving the game to 2nd down and 12 to go.
Tackled by Jackson Fromm.
All right. Little substitution coming in for the Eagles. Number 44, Martell, is coming in. All right. See where they go from here. 2nd and 12. Wide receiver left. Running back right behind the quarterback in shotgun. It's almost like a version of their wildcat, except the quarterback's still in the ball. It's still in the play. All right. Ball hiked. Handoff. Fake handoff. He's looking for a receiver. Dancing. Throws it deep down the field, but he just airs it all way over Corbin Phelps' head. But the incompletion is actually the correct decision. So he had plenty of time in the pocket, but at some point the pocket's going to collapse. And so instead of trying to get fancy, taking a sack or, you know, maybe getting hit and throwing a pick, he just threw it over his receiver's head. That way no one could get the ball. It just falls incomplete. 3rd and 12. 4 minutes is about to happen here in this first quarter. Eagles, 3rd and 12 with 4 receivers now, 3 linemen. Let's see what happens. Hudson hikes the ball. He's looking for his receiver. Looks right. Going through his rotations. Dodges a guy. Looking upfield. Has it. Throws it deep. Corbin can make a play. And he catches it. No, it falls down. Oh, he had his hands on the ball. He had it. The cornerback for The Buccaneers, number 84, Aiden House. Haas. He looked like he was going to make an incredible read for a pick, but he undercut it and jumped either too late or too early. He couldn't get the extension on it, but he got a finger on it, and it bounced up. Corbin Phelps was behind him for the catch, and then he correctly reassessed where the ball was going, got both his hands on the ball, but when he hit the ground tore his arms apart, and the ball fell incomplete. Great effort from both players. And so with that, it's 4th and 12. Eagles have elected to punt. They punt, and it goes out of bounds. Where's the ref going to place it? It was right on the edge. Just say it, waiting for the official placement for the ball. It's going to be on Schwamigan's side of the field. It wasn't a very good punt. They're going to place it near the 50. They're waiting on the refs. They're kind of debating on where it first went out. Okay, they're placing it at the 46-yard line, but on Schwamigan's side of the field. So Prentice, they got great field. They're winning the game of field position right now. The score is 0-0. 3 minutes and 52 seconds in this game for the first quarter. We've had four consecutive punts. Punt, 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 punt. And now Buccaneers have a chance to get some points on the board. All right. Looks like an I formation here. Wide receiver left, tight end left. Running back in motion, pass play. It's a wheel route for the running back. He breaks free from his corner, but the ball goes over his head. Pass designed and headed for Jonas Taroba for the wide receiver on a wheel route. Great route, to be honest. I actually thought that was a really well-designed play. The ball was just overflown a little bit. If that was right on the money, touchdown. Like, I don't even think it would have been close. Like, the cornerback was there, but he was behind him like 2 yards, 2-3 yards. And so, either way, fell incomplete. Second and 10. All right, Buccaneers. Wide receiver left, two running backs next to the quarterback who's in shotgun. Ball hiked, looking, passing. Good penetration. It's going to be, he dodges one tackler. He gets hit while he throws it. Good job by the quarterback to evade a sack and then release the ball before getting hit. Adam Robb, the quarterback, great effort, but couldn't complete the pass. And just like what I had said about Hudson Helgaard the drive before where he threw the ball way over his receiver, in that context, that was once again the correct decision because, I mean, if you float it or if you throw it short, it's going to be potentially a pick, right? So if you are feeling like, you know what, this isn't looking good, throw it away or throw it way deep where no one can get it. So you still have your offense. Third and 10 at Schwamigan's 46, 3 minutes and 40 seconds of the first quarter, 0-0. Full wide receivers, four of them, two on each side. Shotgun. Ball hiked, looking up, steps in the pocket, but he can't do it. Great job by the Schwamigan defensive end who gets what looked to be one finger on his jersey, and he's able to tear him down. Adam Robb is sacked. Ian gets the sack. Ian Schlower. Schlier. I apologize for the name. Good defensive effort. That pushes it to 4th and 13. The home crowd getting riled up watching a sack. Man, Adam, the quarterback for the Buccaneers, he was so close to climbing the pocket there. That was great. All right, ball hiked, ball punted, but this time Hudson Hilgart's there to receive the punt. He catches it, and he is not able to get anywhere after receiving the punt. So the ball will be placed at the 15-yard line, maybe the 16, depending on where the ref places it. But I want to go back to that sack play. Adam, seriously, it's one of those things where you kind of did everything right, but the play still failed. But not because of anything you did, but because Ian, who was a defensive lineman, just made a great effort and was able to outplay it. Adam goes back to pass, and then he steps up in the pocket, and then he starts to climb the pocket, and if he gets through those two rushers, there's no one sacking him, and he's wide open, and he's able to take his reads, right? So good design play, but it just didn't work out. All right. Full wide receiver set, ball hiked. Hudson looking for his guy, whizzes it in the middle of the field, but throws it ahead of his receiver. And Carson McPeak, the intended receiver, didn't really have a chance on it, to be honest.
Adam Robb.
Okay.
And Aiden House on the coverage.
second and 10. The Swamigan Screaming Eagles own 16 with 2 minutes and 46 seconds left in this first quarter. Score remains 0-0. Both teams have been playing really stellar defense, and their offenses just have yet to get going. So we're kind of waiting for that one breakout play. The direct snap to Hudson Hilgar, who carries it right on a full wide receiver set. It's going to be a first down as he just continually barrels through people. More Eagles are coming in, blocking the defenders, and we have a great run in our first down of the game here in the first quarter. So that went from the 16-yard line all the way to the 33. Great run for Hudson Hilgard. You got to be careful. They did that full wide receiver set. I would just stay in complete spread right now. Maybe run that play again, see what happens. But they don't. Let's see. What are they? They're electing with their base package, which is wide receiver right with a running back directly behind the quarterback and shotgun. Ball hiked. Hand it off up the gut in the middle. He breaks the tackle. Breaks another one. Kane, now it's a foot race. Kane, oh, he pulls it back, and he's tackled by number 48, Logan Greger. And then that would be Dalton Schmidt got the ball on a what looked to be a draw and was able to break one tackle, two tackles, and tear it up the field. I think the only mistake was he didn't turn it into a foot race. If he just kept going, first off, he's getting at least 5 or 10 more yards. And secondly, if he doesn't get that, it's because he beat the guy and he gets a touchdown. Either way, big run, 23 yards. We are now in Buccaneer territory, first and 10, 0-0, 1:45 on the clock. All right, wide receiver right, left hash mark, quarterback is shotgun. Ball hike. Fake draw. Hudson keeps dancing in the pocket. He's able to get outside, and then he is tackled. It's about a two-yard gain on his. It was a quarterback draw, but he ended up having to take it way left. So good containment for the Buccaneers right there as they kept that one from breaking loose. 1 minute, 10 seconds in the first quarter. Second and 8. Screaming Eagles are driving. See what they can do. They're finally in enemy territory. The 41-yard line. 1 minute just happened. Wide receiver right, shotgun. Ball hiked. Hand off to Corbin Phelps. Carries it up the field. And for about another 2 to 3 yard gain. Good job for the Buccaneers to reset mentally. They gave up 2 big plays in a row. And then since then, it's stop. So it is now 3rd and 5 at the 38.5-yard line, and there is 30 seconds left here in the first quarter. So we'll get one more play in before first quarter ends. Let's see what their offense is looking like here. All right, wide receiver left, but it's tight. He's close to the formation. Quarterback and shotgun with the running back directly behind the quarterback. Oh, he motions left. Oh, the hike goes well over his head. Hudson has to pick it up, and then it's a huge sack for number 7 for the Buccaneers, who comes out of nowhere and just absolutely blows up the play.
We've reached the end of the first quarter.
Oh, I don't have number 7's name on my sheet. Number 7, you know who you are. That was a great play. The ball got hiked over Hudson Hilgard's head, and he just came flying in there and ended the drive right before it could finish off. The score is going to remain 0-0 as we head into the second quarter. We're going to take a 1 minute ad break. Don't go anywhere.
Our communities are at the center of our efforts moving forward. You'll see the Forward Bank team at area events volunteering. Watch for them as they are reaching out, presenting donations, and signing up charities to participate in our unique charitable money market account program. We connect our customers to the local charities that matter to you most. Visit www.forward.bank for more information or stop in and ask our team how you can help make a difference. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
You'll always score big when you shop at Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store. They have everything you'll need for your remodeling projects. The paint, the stain, the power tools, the plumbing supplies, yard and garden, plus items for your backyard birds, too. And they even have kitchen and laundry appliances, too. Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin.
Welcome back here on Trail Mix 103.1, as well as the Civic Media app. Swami and Screaming Eagles just punted the ball. just now to start the second quarter because they were 4th and 20. So the ball went out around the 15. It looks to be about the 14-yard line, excuse me. The score, if you're just joining us, is 0-0 heading into the second quarter. And before you think, oh, boring game, the defensive plays that have been happening, we've had two crazy sacks, tackles for losses. The defensive lines and the line of scrimmages are absolutely holding strong for the defenses. So we're waiting to see which offense can kind of figure it out. Another update on the Rib Lake at Phillips game. It has been postponed once again to 8 p.m. So if you are paying attention on what would be 98Q country for that game, it will start at 8. Okay. Handoff left. Good run as he's just breaking down tacklers. Daroba does a good job of about a, let's see, what are they going to clock? About a 5-yard run, 4-yard run. That was well fought for, well earned 4 yards. It will be 2nd and 4.
Jaden Morrow.
At the 19-yard line.
Being a 4 on the play.
All right. Let's see what we got here for the Buccaneers. Wide receiver is going to be wide right. And we have two running backs next to the quarterback in shotgun. Ball hike. Handoff up the middle. Strober runs left and is able to bring a ton of guys with him.
Jonas Garoba.
And with that, if it's not a first down, it's close. It looks like it's going to be about third and a yard and a half. Good run by Staroba. All right, short to gain here to get a first down. Score still 0-0, 10 minutes and 40 seconds left in the half, in the second quarter. We're in the left hash right now. We have a wide receiver left side, two running backs in the backfield with the quarterback and shotgun. Ball hike, hand off up the middle, and just completely stuffed. He did get forward, though. What are the refs going to place him at?
Logan,
it's going to be fourth down. It's going to be less than a yard, though. Maybe a half yard, two-thirds yard, but it is close. But you are on the 23-yard line. If you flub, do you punt here? I don't know. Let's find out. They're sending in a sub right now. Oh, we have an injury, it looks like, as their quarterback is limping off the field for the Buccaneers. That's not good. So, he just took his line. I guess he's not limping no more. I don't know what that was. All right. Ooh, they're bringing this. They're bringing the big guy to try to get 1 yard. It's hiked to the quarterback, and they're going to go right over the line. 5-yard gain. Just muscle football. First down. Great adjustment. I thought it was bringing the quarterback out because they're getting ready to punt. They're like, no, we're bringing our big guy in to go bowl over this line and get a first down on a. That was a gutsy play by the Buccaneers. But hey, 0-0 here in the second quarter. Got to make something happen, right? So 9 minutes and 40 seconds left here in the half. 1st and 10 now at the 29-yard line. Wide receiver left. One running back next to him in the shotgun. Ball hiked. Handed off to number 48 on a little sweep to the right side. Gets tripped up for about a 3 to 2 yard gain. That would be Logan Geiger. Tripped up as he goes up the field. It's what looks to be about officially a 3 yard gain. 2nd and 7 on the 27-yard line. 32-yard line. Wow, I am just... Numbers are good today, huh? Let's see if I can get on top of it. All right. 8 minutes, 50 seconds, 0-0 here in the second quarter. 2nd and 7, Buccaneers with the ball. Wide receiver left, tight end right, wide receiver, and the quarterback in shotgun. Ball hiked, ball handed off up the middle. He carries it right, breaks one tackle, and then gets swarmed. That's going to be another 2 to 3 yard game. So we're about 3rd and 5, potentially 3rd and 4, depending on the spot. And we will see what Prentice has up their sleeve. If they can get a couple yards again, maybe push it to 4th and 2, 4th and 1. Just do that same play where you got like 5 yards on the 4th and 1. That was a really good, well-designed play, just muscle football. And you've done it once, so you can actually bait the Eagles into potentially overcommitting. So this is why I love football, the strategy behind it. All right, here we go. 3rd and 3. 8 minutes left, 0-0. Quarterback and shotgun, wide receiver left, two running backs in the backfield. Ball hiked. Hand off left to Staroba. Carries it right. Up the field. Makes a guy miss. And then he's tackled from behind. And depending on where the ref's going to place him, it's going to be short. It's close. It's once again like a half yard. They're going to do it. They're Adam Robb's going out again, and he's limping on one foot. He is faking. I don't know. You already ran the same play, but I don't think you're going to get any sympathy points the second time around. But I enjoy the commitment to the bit, to be honest. Well, we all know what's coming right now. The plan, at least, in lineup formation, is they're going to get right up on that ball with their big guy right behind center. They're going to hike it, and they're going to fall forward with all the weight in the world. So, Eagles, you fell for it once. You got to tighten up and see if you can respond. They're putting their guys in the gaps. Everything is so close. Ball hiked. Can he push forward? It definitely doesn't go as far this time, and they're going to place it. First down. That was a good effort. As they were, they didn't get 5 yards this time, but here's the thing, they only needed a half yard. They got it. All right, so Buccaneers showing everyone that they have a plan for fourth and short today, as they have now extended their drive yet again on the packet, no QB package, and just total muscle it up the middle. All right, 6 minutes, 30 seconds, 0-0, quarterback and shotgun, wide receiver left. Ball hiked, handoff up the gut. It's a draw play. It makes a man miss and falls forward for about 5-6 yards. Good carry by Logan Geiger. Dawson Minima on the tackle. Freshman. Good job. All right. 6 minutes left in the second quarter. It's still scoreless, 0-0. Both teams' defense has shown it's what's what. All right, wide receiver right this time. Quarterback still in shotgun. Two running backs next to him. Ball hike, hand up the middle, blown up right away. But good effort by the running back to kind of jump and fall forward for yet another yard. So they are now third and three, third and two-ish in that area. The Buccaneers are kind of, they're just running time off this clock right now, and right now they've finally pushed into the domination section of time of possession. Still 0-0. Quarterback is in shotgun with his running backs. Once again, wide receiver right. Motion, Staroba. It's a pitch right. He's able to get the ball, go up the field, and he gets stopped about a yard up, but then falls forward. The Buccaneers have just a great, great instinct to when they feel they're getting, like, once they kind of accept the fact, hey, I'm getting tackled, they fall forward for another yard. They've done it all night. So what I thought was only going to be a one-yard gain ended up being a two-yard gain, which is huge because now it's fourth and less than a yard. Are they just going to do it again? Looks like it. They've lined up. Here we go. Ball hiked. They're pushing forward. Do they get it? They absolutely do. I can see it right in front of me. That's another first down.
Morgan Geiger on the
ball. Buccaneers are saying, you want to play some power football? Because here we go. Oh, we have an injury on the field. That is a first down. That is the cost of putting that many bodies in a pile like that. Well, here's what we're going to do. The coaches are going to talk to him. He's laying down right now. Refs have stopped the game. The score is 0-0 with 4 minutes and 37 seconds left in the second quarter. We're going to go ahead and go kick to a commercial break, and when we get back, I will have an update for you. Thank you for joining us here on Trail Mix 103.1, and we'll see you when we get back.
How did you do it?
What do you mean, Joel?
Well, your team sold every item when we moved, and the most amazing part is that after the auction ended, all the items were removed in one day. Did you guys hire a moving company?
No, we just did what we do. We have a great team, and we make the impossible possible. We can sell all of your items, too, when you move, downsize, or inherit an estate. Our team is knowledgeable, efficient, and competent. Call Scott at 715-499-0713 or email scott@heckmanauction.com. Heckman Auction. Heck yeah.
Welcome back to Trail Mix 103.1, the Civic Media app, as we bring you today's game. Schwang and Screaming Eagles hosting the Prentice Buccaneers. We just had an injury on the field to Logan Geiger, one of the running backs for the Buccaneers. who was successfully up to his feet and was helped off of the field. So right now his coaching staff is seeing to him, but it's good to see him up on his feet. Screaming Eagles just called timeout. And so thank you for coming back, but I'm going to send you away at another commercial. When we come back, the score is still 0-0 with 4 minutes and 11 seconds at the end of this timeout. Don't go anywhere.
Northwoods Community Credit Union, serving our local communities since 1953 with locations in Park Falls and Ashland, offering competitive rates and services to kids, teens, and to the big kids at heart. Our heart is in our communities. We're not just a credit union offering financial services. We're a family that cares about your family. Stop in today or check us out online at northwoodscu.com. Northwoods Community Credit Union is federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration, and membership eligibility is required.
Jeff Haken and Roofing, the most experienced roofing company in the area, specializing in steel and shingled roofs. Materials are sourced locally, and they take pride in their work. Quality is their number one goal. Insured and estimates are free. Check out the website, jeffhakenandroofing.com. That's H-E-I-K-K-I-N-E-N, jeffhakenandroofing.com. Or call or text 715-820-2880. Jeff Haken and Roofing, a proud supporter of local sports.
Welcome back to today's game. Schwamming Screaming Eagles hosting the Prentice Buccaneers here on Trail Mix 103.1, as well as the Civic Media app. So make sure you go download that. Don't miss a game. All right, we resume. First and 10 on the Eagles 48. Buccaneers are driving with 4 minutes and 11 seconds left in the second quarter. The score is 0-0. Ball hike, looking deep, throw the ball up. He's got his angle, catch, and he breaks the tackle. He carries it up the field, and we have our first score of the game. Touchdown for number 84, Aiden House, as he takes it to the house. Awesome. Great pass by Adam Robb. Great connection. 6-0. Buccaneers, who were just running it up the gut this entire field, right? We had 3 fourth down conversions in a row off of just pure muscle football to go back to pass on a shotgun in complete single coverage. Catches it, carries it, a touchdown. That's a 48-yard connection, and we line up for 2 points. All right, wide receiver left. Quarterback shotgun with 2 running backs. Ball hiked high, hand off to Staroba, carries it up, and waiting for the ref signal. He is in. The score is now 8-0. Buccaneers are now leading the Schwamigan Screaming Eagles. Great play. That great play. Great app. That ball landed in his breadbasket. Then he caught that sucker in stride. And even though the cornerback was on him, there was a huge size differential. It just 80. He's just bigger. He's 6. First off, junior. He's a junior. 6'3", 210 pounds. Yeah, I could pull people from this crowd to try to go tackle that. I couldn't do it. Awesome. All right. Buccaneers now in the lead. It is 8-0 with 4 minutes and 4 seconds left in the second quarter. Now that we finally have our offensive score from somebody, right, can the Eagles respond? We will find that out here in a little bit as we're getting ready for the kickoff here in a moment. Getting lined up, getting the ball, just kind of waiting for the refs' confirmation that they can start up the play. Waiting for that whistle. There's the whistle. It's an onside kick, and it's recovered by number 70, but he stays on his feet. Now he's driving up the field. He's taken out of bounds at like the 37-yard line. Man, he was, if he broke that tackle, he might have had a kick return off an on an onside kick. But there was, that didn't happen, but that was close. All right. Well, I mean, Eagles, if you're going to respond, you got great field position. Now, that ball didn't even go to 10 yards. So the ball kind of did a one-bounce hop straight in to number 70's arms of the special team. That's Greg Morgan. And he was able to carry it up the field all the way. Where's the official spotting? 38-yard line. The Buccaneers, 38. So 38 yards. Here we go. Wide receiver left. Quarterback and shotgun. Ball hiked. Looking to pass. passes it wide open to Corbin Phelps, who catches it down the sideline, foot race, and he gets taken out of bounds around the 12-yard line. Big response. Big response to the touchdown from the drive before. First down, Screaming Eagles. All right. So it looked like he went out of the 12. Refs indicated that he stepped out early, so that would be placing him officially at the 14-yard line. First and 10, 14-yard line. All right. Wide receiver left. Ball hike, looking deep. He's dancing. He went way too far back. He's looking for his guy. Still in time. Hudson decides to tuck it and run. Can he get back to the line of scrimmage? He does, and then he gets a little bit extra. And so we technically have a gain on that, but that was not a quarterback run play at all. I think Hudson Hilgard backed up about what looked to be 12 yards before he kind of looked up field. So even if he was to get the pass off, he'd have to deliver a rope. But he did get a couple yards, but placed him at the 12-yard line, second and 8. Ball hiked. He keeps it on a sweep right. Hudson breaks the guy, goes down, and about the 5 or 6 yard line. So we're going to be 3rd and 3. 3rd and 7 yard line, excuse me. 3rd and 3. 1, 2, 3. Yeah, 3rd. No, 12-yard line.
3rd and 3.
Sorry, it's the far part of the field. I'm looking. That is a 12-yard line. All righty. 2 minutes and 35 seconds left in the half. The Buccaneers are leading 8-0, and the Screaming Eagles are on the precipice of scoring their first touchdown. 3rd and 3. 7-yard line. Ball hiked. Hand up the middle. Falls forward for about a yard and a half. It's going to be 4th and 1 yard. You got to go for it. Right, you got to. It's 2 minutes is about to happen in the second half here. All right.
On the 7-yard line. 4th and 2.
Ball is about almost the 5-yard line.
4-yard line.
It's almost the 5. It's about the 5-yard line. Here we go. Wide receiver right, otherwise tight package. Motion, ball hike, Hudson's keeping it, cuts it up, he gets the first down, but not a touchdown. So it's going to be placed about the 3-yard line. First and goal.
Play results in a Screaming Eagles first down.
First and goal, good play design. Refs are indicating that the clock needs to continue to run. All right, here we go. First and goal at the 3-yard line. Score is 8-0. Buccaneers in the lead. Screaming Eagles are trying to tie it up.
First and goal.
This is right before half. Eagles receive at half, too. So if you can put points on the board here, you can potentially get the ball back. Wide receiver right, ball hiked. Decides to hand it off to Corbin Phelps, who just can't get in. Good defensive line for the Buccaneers as they just swelled up and teared him down. No gain.
No,
the Eagles can get real tricky with the run game because Hudson can carry the ball so effectively. And so they do that. What they do is they put that running back directly behind the quarterback in shotgun. Like, he's right there. And so they can do that fake really quickly. And so he faked, and then he handed off to Corbin Phelps on the right on what would have been like a blast from the right to the left side up the B gap. And Buccaneers were having no chance of it. They just took it down. All right, 2nd and goal. Wide receiver left, tight package. Motion left, ball hiked. Hudson's carrying, cuts it inside, beats his guy. Touchdown! What a great cutback by Hudson Hilgard. Buccaneers blew up the intended play. He literally wanted to sweep left, and there was a guy there. Hudson quick on his feet, cuts it inside, cuts it. Then he does another little juke to the right side, falls over the defender. Touchdown. The score is now 6-8. Buccaneers still in the lead, so we're going for this two-point conversion here. The official time on the clock is going to be 25.1 seconds left in the half. All right. What a great response by the Screaming Eagles. Let's see if they can tie it up here. Wide receiver right. Quarterback in shotgun. Ball hiked. Hand off. Dalton Schmidt is going to carry it all the way to the pylon. And that is a two-point conversion. All right. Score remains tied. But it's no longer zeros. It's 8-8 as the Buccaneers ran it down the Swamigan's throat with a big, huge pass play for a touchdown. And then the Eagles responded off a great response to an onside kick. And then they had a big pass play, and then they finished it off by running it down their throat. Both teams want to win today, and you can tell it's anybody's game right now. There's 25 seconds left in the second half. The score is 8-8. And I need to keep track of this because the board is not accurate right now. I forgot about that. So 8 points for Prentice, 8 points for the Screaming Eagles. All right, as we get ready for kickoff. Now, Screaming Eagles, if you're a Screaming Eagle fan, you're listening, you're thinking, hey, 25 seconds left, you receive at half. So it is imperative. It is imperative you do not give up big plays. Because if you can hold them, if you can hold them here, you get the ball back, guaranteed. But let's see. Buccaneers had a big pass play. Let's see if they can do it again. All right, here comes the kick. Boom. Little pooch kick. Goes to about the 27, out of bounds, so we get great field position. That's a penalty. Ball can't go out of bounds on a kick for a kickoff. Can for a punt, but not for kickoff. So the ball will be placed at the 40-yard line. Great field position for the Buccaneers, who, mind you, have all of their timeouts still. So they're going to get a full offensive chance here. At any point, they can do pass, they can do whatever. They are not limited by anything right now because of their access to all of their timeouts. Ooh, okay. So the Buccaneers have elected for a re-kick, actually. So, I mean, why not? Kick return, see what happens. I agree. Let's see. Line up for a kick. We have a whistle. Timeout taken by the Buccaneers. I'm not sure. They must have not had a personnel thing. But either way, we're going to go to a commercial break here on Trail Mix 103.1. Don't go anywhere.
Doctors Leeson, Pinzel, and Kessinger are LPK Dental. For over 35 years, LPK Dental has given you lots of reasons to smile. From general dentistry to same-day crowns to Invisalign implants, root canal, Botox, and more. It's all state-of-the-art treatment and technology. They accept care credit, VA patients, new patients, emergency patients, and their own dental membership plan. See Facebook or make an appointment at lpkdental.com. Locations at 4th Avenue North in Park Falls and Oak Street in Woodruff. At LPK Dental, they will make you smile.
Welcome back here on Trail Mix 103.1, as well as the Civic Media app if you're listening online. We have a tight game here. It's 8-8. Screaming Eagles are about to kick off as they just scored. There's 25.1 seconds left here in the first half. Eagles receive the second half. So here we go. Here's the kick. Goes long. The ball is received at the 22. Carries it left. Met with the defender, breaks a tackle, and is going to be taken to the dirt at about the 34-yard line. The problem is that it took them so long to get tackled that just shaved a full 10 seconds off of the clock. So I don't know what fully happened with the – so if you're just joining us, so they had 25 seconds, and the Eagles kicked it out of bounds with the penalty. So you can either get it placed at the 40 or have a re-kick. They elected for a re-kick. Well, in retrospect, at first I was excited for re-kick because I love kick returns, but I was like, you know, starting at the 40 with all timeouts, but then they blew a timeout when they did the re-kick. Like, it was just weird. So I'm wondering if there's a personnel issue of, like, who was supposed to be on the field or not. But either way, right now, where it stands right now, 15 seconds, 15.7 seconds, 8-8, Buccaneers with the ball. Placed at their 35-yard line with two timeouts. Four wide receivers, two on each side, quarterback and shotgun. Two rushers for the Eagles. All right. They get around. It's blown up. Absolutely great job by number 70, who just throws his arms up and absolutely blocks the screen attempt.
Greg Morgan on the defense.
That is Greg Morgan. Good effort to recognize what the play was. He actually got around his guy, and I was like, it's going to be a sack. I was going to say that, but then I realized, like, that's exactly what they wanted. It was a screen. But Greg recognized it, got his hands up, knocked it down. And with that, the ball is going to be kneeled, and we are going to let this half roll out. All right, woo! Exciting second quarter. A lot of punts in the first quarter, but I think that was just both offenses kind of getting their sea legs. In the second quarter, we had two long drives in a row, back-to-back, especially for the Buccaneers. So with that, heading into halftime, we had the score is 8-8 with the Eagles receiving at the start of the half. This is Trail Mix 103.1, as well as the Civic Media app. We're going to kick it to commercial, and when we get back, we'll have some halftime for you. Don't go anywhere.
Get the best seat in the house at Schlangen Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Nashville, Wisconsin. It's game day, and on the field, a wide variety of furniture, including two-sided mattresses, futons, sectional sofas, and love seats, plus Amish and Up North-style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining room sets. Over 50 recliners to choose from, and everything in stock and available without delay a game. Take time to visit Schlangen Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Nashville, Wisconsin.
IAP Incorporated of Phillips is a complete manufacturing resource for fans, blowers, and dampers, from design to fabrication and delivery with ongoing service. They have over 50 years' experience in engineering and manufacturing industrial equipment and have been supporting our community's youth and high school sports since the early 1970s. Personal responsibility, production efficiencies, and rigorous checking assure high-quality products with lasting value. IAP foresees long-term success as they continue to operate with honesty, integrity, and spirit. It's a vision that extends beyond dollars to a way of working and living that brings pride to our community.
The best things in life are free, like our checking accounts. That's right, free checking for businesses and individuals. Make the most of your checking accounts by accessing it with a Forward Bank debit card. Through mobile or online banking, using the person-to-person payment service and the ATMs, and yes, all of those features are free too. Visit forward.bank to open up your checking account online or stop in and visit with the Park Falls and Phillips teams. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Northwoods Community Credit Union, serving our local communities since 1953 with locations in Park Falls and Ashland, offering competitive rates and services to kids, teens, and to the big kids at heart. Our heart is in our communities. We're not just a credit union offering financial services. We're a family that cares about your family. Stop in today or check us out online at northwoodscu.com. Northwoods Community Credit Union is federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration and membership eligibility is required.
Doctors Leeson, Pinzel, and Kessinger are LPK Dental. For over 35 years, LPK Dental has given you lots of reasons to smile. From general dentistry to same-day crowns to Invisalign implants, root canal, Botox, and more. It's all state-of-the-art treatment and technology. They accept care credit, VA patients, new patients, emergency patients, and their own dental membership plan. See Facebook or make an appointment at lpkdental.com. Locations at 4th Avenue North in Park Falls and Oak Street in Woodruff. At LPK Dental, they will make you smile.
You'll always score big when you shop at Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store. They have everything you'll need for your remodeling projects. The paint, the stain, the power tools, the plumbing supplies, yard and garden, plus items for your backyard birds, too. And they even have kitchen and laundry appliances, too. Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin.
Woodruff Appliance and TV doesn't want you to miss any big plays this sports season. They've got a great selection of large, state-of-the-art TVs. They've also got the knowledge to help you select the best TV for you and your family. They've got a great selection, and the prices can't be beat. Whatever the season, football, baseball, hockey, or hoops, they've got what you're looking for. Woodruff Appliance and TV, the experienced professionals for all your entertainment and kitchen appliance needs.
This is Trail Mix 103.1, as well as the Civic Media app. I'm Steven Jetlin, bringing you today's game. the Shawamigan Screaming Eagles are hosting the Prentice Buccaneers. The score is 8-8 here in the half. We're at halftime right now as we are entering into our halftime recap. We've had a huge defensive battle today as the first quarter and most of the second quarter was punt, 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 punt. And it was because of the explosive defenses. The defenses were in the backfield often. If the ball was run, they were swarming. If the quarterback held the ball, he was sacked. If the handoff went a little slow, it was a tackle for loss. And that was on both sides of the ball. Like, there's really not too many, like, this is the key specific play that blew up on defense. You're seeing good tackling, good swarming, good formations, like, on literally on both sides of the ball. Because they both have talented offensive rosters. So this isn't because, like, the first quarter was not because of, they're just better on defense and both teams don't have offense. I actually disagree with that pretty starkly. Schwamigan's got a very mobile quarterback, and we know that Adam Robb can air it out. Like, we know these things from previous seasons. So it was just kind of like which offense could adjust to the defenses. Because the defenses, they seem to have it figured out from get-go. So that's what kind of carried us into the second quarter, all right? Second quarter, about halfway through, after another punt, Prentice had they were kind of stuck pretty deep in territory, and they began to put on, like, the old-school methodical drive, where it was just rush up the gut, rush up the gut, rush up the gut, fourth and less than a yard, we're going to sub our quarterback out, bring in the biggest guys we have on our roster, we're going to hike the ball, and we're going to fall forward and get a first down. They did that three times in a row. Not three plays in a row, that what I just said, where it was run, 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 run to fourth down and less than a yard, and then they'd literally sub the quarterback out, bring in their big guy, who I believe was number 48, Logan Geiger. And they would then fall forward and get the first down. They did that three first downs in a row, okay? And so they had been marching, and they were just bleeding time off the clock. And you're sitting here like, if you're a Shawamigan fan, because this is a Shawamigan stadium here, right? So the it's shutting the crowd up. You know, you can kind of hear the Buccaneers fans who've traveled, good traveling crowd. And you're just like, man, when are the Eagles going to respond? They have to make sure they stop getting in these fourth and really short situations. And then there was the timeout play after the injury, and then they came out on the field, and Adam Robb connects for a huge touchdown for Aiden House. Haas. I think it's Haas, but I'm going to call it House because I like the whole took it to the house thing. big connection for a touchdown. 48-yard touchdown pass. And it was what's great is that Adam, the quarterback, didn't waste any time. He hiked the ball. Adam was his first read. He recognized that Adam was just it's a simple post route. You run forward 10 yards, then you kick it to the post, right? And he recognized, first off, single coverage. Secondly, he recognized that Aiden had a step on the cornerback. So he threw the ball in a great arc. Adam caught the ball in stride. Aiden, keep saying Adam. Adam's the quarterback. Aiden catches it in stride, shakes the cornerback, because the cornerback has to tackle a guy running at full speed from behind, which is, I'll be honest, is almost impossible. And then he just walks in for a touchdown. Great pass play. Kind of broke the game open, right? So then how did the Screaming Eagles then respond? Well, they got tricky. Instead of trusting in their defense and playing field position, which they've been doing all game, they tried to do an onside kick. Onside kick did a one-hop bounce to their guy, number 70. I believe, is who recovered the kick. Well, yeah, Greg Morgan. And he started to return an onside kick like 30, 35 or 37-yard line instead of, you know, being down at the 50 or even further back. And then they had a big 20-yard pass to Corbin Phelps. The Hudson Hill guard, great. And then they ran it down their throat, and then they got a touchdown. So here we are, 8-8 here in the second half, and that is your halftime recap. We're going to kick it off to another commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to go on to keys for success in the second half. Don't go anywhere. This is Trail Mix 103.1.
Jeff Hagen and Roofing, the most experienced roofing company in the area, specializing in steel and shingled roofs. Materials are sourced locally, and they take pride in their work. Quality is their number one goal. Insured and estimates are free. Check out the website, jeffhakenandroofing.com. That's H-E-I-K-K-I-N-E-N, jeffhakenandroofing.com, or call or text 715-820-2880. Jeff Hagen and Roofing, a proud supporter of local sports.
Our communities are at the center of our efforts moving forward. You'll see the Forward Bank team at area events volunteering. Watch for them as they are reaching out, presenting donations, and signing up charities to participate in our unique charitable money market account program. We connect our customers to the local charities that matter to you most. Visit www.forward.bank for more information or stop in and ask our team how you can help make a difference. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Trail Mix 103.1, and I'm Stephen Jetlin bringing you the game today. We are still in halftime. So we already did the recap. We're going to move into our second half keys to success. Schwamig and Screaming Eagles are hosting the Prentice Buccaneers, and the score is 8-8, all tied up, as both teams were able to score on their last drives of the second half. Going into the second half, obviously you can make the armchair analysis of they just need to score more. But, I mean, looking at it, you know, I just think right now the running game for the Buccaneers, although was really cool on that one drive where they were able to fall forward three times, but prior to that, their running game was really, it was too tricky. Like, the reason that one was successful compared to all the other runs was they weren't sweeps, they weren't pulls or pitches or whatever you want to name it. These were draw plays, and you'd make no cuts or one cut. So I think the Buccaneers going into the second half can look at that and say, you know what, if we're going to run the ball, we're just going to run right up the gut, and we're going to control the time of possession. Because they've already shown that if it is fourth and short, third and short, they're going to win the line of scrimmage. So I think the key for success for the Buccaneers this game is to keep the score close, but not because you can't score, but because you're bleeding so much time off the clock, it'll exacerbate any mistakes that the Screaming Eagles would make. If they don't score, you're controlling the ball on time of possession. For keys for success for the Eagles, I really think they need to get Hudson Hilgart some more protection in the passing game. The Eagles are very talented with their draw plays, their fake-offs, because of how good he is at running around. But the few plays that Hudson Hilgart has had a chance to pass, only one of them did he have, I would say, adequate time to set his feet and throw the ball, and that was a completion. All the rest were ones he had to sail over the head to prevent an interception, one he overthrew on a pretty simple in route across the field. Both of those were open. And then another go route that he just didn't have time, and he's dancing back there. So I think for the Screaming Eagles, if you want some more offensive success, the offensive line, you may have to pull a tight end for the offensive line to give him time to set his feet and make a play. And those are what I think are the key successes going into the second half for both the Buccaneers as well as the Screaming Eagles. We're going to go to one more commercial break, and when we get back, this is the start of the second half. This is 103 Trail Mix 103.1, as well as the Civic Media app. Don't go anywhere.
You'll always score big when you shop at Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store. They have everything you'll need for your remodeling projects. The paint, the stain, the power tools, the plumbing supplies, yard and garden, plus items for your backyard birds, too. And they even have kitchen and laundry appliances, too. Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin.
How did you do it?
What do you mean, Joel?
Well, your team sold every item when we moved, and the most amazing part is that after the auction ended, all the items were removed in one day. Did you guys hire a moving company?
No, we just did what we do. We have a great team, and we make the impossible possible. We can sell all of your items, too, when you move, downsize, or inherit an estate. Our team is knowledgeable, efficient, and competent. Call Scott at 715-499-0713 or email scott@heckmanauction.com. Heckman Auction. Heck yeah.
Northwoods Community Credit Union, serving our local communities since 1953 with locations in Park Falls and Ashland, offering competitive rates and services to kids, teens, and to the big kids at heart. Our heart is in our communities. We're not just a credit union offering financial services. We're